You are listening to Affirmations for Living with Edvige, where each week you're invited to join in our upbeat discussion as we look deeper into spiritually based principles that can change your life. We know that change can open doorways to new beginnings, and we are dedicated to helping you make the changes needed to improve your life. And now, here is your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige. Hello, everyone, and welcome in. It is such a delight to be with you today. I have so many people waiting online for clearings and healings, and I'm really excited about this day. And so with that, I want you to know that Affirmations for Living really is all about affirming a better way of living. It's about giving you the tools to step into your divine power so that you can be all that you came forth to be. And before we get started, I just wanted to read a prayer because it's so important that we really understand the energies of what this is all about. And so here we go. It's a great invocation is what it's called. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men, and may Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light, love, and power restore the plan on earth. Indeed, that's what we're here to do. And so I'm going to bring my friend in, Gregory Joseph. And together we're going to just have a discussion right now about where we are consciously, how to take control of our lives, getting off of autopilot, and really begin to see what that looks like for each and every one of us. So, Gregory, hello.
Hello.
And so, thank you. And so, you know, I really just want to have a dialogue. And like I said, anyone listening, if you have questions, just raise your hand and we're going to take questions. And then a little later, we're going to do a clearing. And so I really want everyone to understand this idea of what consciousness is and why it's so important that we become aware and get off of autopilot. So, Gregory, why don't you share your take of it, and then I will chime in with my two cents.
Brilliant. Well, you said some very beautiful words, and love, life, and light. And I don't know if everybody knows this, but to you, you do what you love, you move it through your life, and that produces your light. Incidentally, those are the words called Isra and El, Israel. You take your love, for example, if I was a healer, I would work my love, my healing ability through my life, and the light would be the people are healed. So I move my love through my life to produce my light. When we do what we love, we are then in a state of consciousness that many, many people would call bliss. It's like I would want a job, for example, that it is my vacation, that I don't need a vacation from because it is what I love to do. For example, I love to speak. I love to heal. It is not work. I move my love for humanity through my life. I work with people to produce the light, which is their healing ability.
Mm. Absolutely.
That would be consciousness to me.
Yeah. It really is all about your awareness of where you are in this moment. You're conscious. Where are you putting your thoughts? Where are you putting your energies and your efforts in this moment? And if you can do that and find that love, right, serving the light,
yes.
you're in a good place. So, gosh, we have lots of people on today. I want to start right out. Does anyone have a question about any of these concepts? Everyone's unmuted. So if you have a question, just say, I do, and I'll see who it is.
I do.
Okay, so one person said I do, so go ahead and ask that question.
Hi, this is Naima.
Hi, Naima.
Hi, I'm so glad to be able to connect, and didn't know if you could see where I am at now or if I needed to speak some more or tell you some more or whatever you say.
Well, Naima, let me ask you this. What are you feeling right now? How is your life going? Because that's so much an indicator as to what you're vibrating.
I'm feeling very good and very much at peace. I was before for a long time because having been told I was a planetary body walk-in and our project ending before 2000 was always wondering and needing and wanting to know what I could be doing to help humanity. So I'm at peace with that now, and a lot of my flotsam and jetsam humanity energy, you know, stuff has been cleared from me, I believe, so that I can more easily lift.
Wonderful. So, yeah, I'm feeling that you're definitely at peace. Gregory, are you picking up anything? Because...
there's a question underlying.
There's energy starting. There's actual energy starting right now, Naima, so believe it or not, while we're even having this conversation, stuff's going to be clearing on you. And let me know if you start to feel that pulsing and vibrating, because it's already begun for me. So, Gregory, go ahead and talk while I clear.
Sure. I'm used to it, Reed, you know. Okay. What I sense was there's an underlying question. And you say, I'm doing what I'm doing, and I feel peaceful and content. And yet there's this little outlying question. The question I'm sensing comes from the personality side, not from your knowing side. And it's the job of your brain to kind of hold you back a little bit and keep your personality in the sense of right, wrong, good, bad, survival. And when that occurs, all you need to do is look back towards what it is that you're loving, that you have stepped into. That makes sense to you.
Are you speaking to me?
Yeah.
Oh. All right, I'm sorry. I misunderstood what you were saying, but I'm feeling so much better now, and a lot of energies that, you know, that you go up with, humanity stuff type thing. And I think this is now a time when lots of clearings are being done to clear away a lot of the humanity flotsam and jetsam, so to speak, so that we are in the middle of the fourth at least now, and everybody, hopefully, even though they may not realize what's happening, that everybody is listening. And I'm very conscious of it because of having started to work to bring in the light body back in 1981. So
wonderful. Okay.
Yeah. You're in a very, very beautiful threshold where this awareness and observation of yourself allows you to be the full being that you have come here to evolve to be.
Exactly. And I think, Naima, really, it seems to me that you just need to relax in it because you are exactly on point where you're supposed to be, you know. And it's now about moving into the now moment and getting and letting go of what didn't occur in the 80s and what things fell. Because if we understand that everything is divine and everything is moving us forward, we are in the right and perfect place. And that's the energy that you have to hold on to, knowing that where you are right now, how everything is unfolding for you right now is how it's supposed to. And your energy feels good. We did actually a little energy. I did a little clearing on you. You feel good. And so you need to really be comfortable with that and to stand in your power that it really is all right, because it is.
Yeah. Well, I feel that. So what's wonderful is having that confirmation from both of you. So, I feel like I could fly.
Yay!
Yeah, you shed what I was sensing, like this, there's the old sense of the male dominant energy. because this is the time of the Shekinah, the time of the female energy coming in, which is the wisdom. The male energy was the outgoing force, which seemed rather oppressive to people who were just collecting energy. And when you collect the energy and then go out and do it yourself, you're balancing the male and female energy. And that's what I feel right now. And you're just shedding that last vestige of that male oppression.
Yeah, and so what Gregory is speaking to is understanding that, you know, we're moving now into the Aquarian age, right? The golden age, whatever you want to call it. It is divine feminine energy. It feels its way through everything. And that old masculine Piscean energy was, I'm going to push, 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 and I'm going to force you to do it my way. But now we have to balance the two. And so, you know, the highest aspect of the masculine, believe it or not, is laughter, that energy. And the highest energy of the feminine is compassion. So just imagine, if you would, if you only had compassion and you took everything to heart and you wore your heart on the sleeve, boy, you would just feel the energies all the time, and that could really bring you down. In the same token, if all you ever had was the masculine energy, and that was that laughter, and you just, you know, water ran off your back for everything, and you didn't have any compassion, you would appear to be very cynical. And so it's important that we now bring the two together. I'm hearing water, so if anyone is...
Yeah, I heard it too.
Yeah, please mute your phone or sit quietly, because we can hear everything you do, and it's being recorded, so thank you. And so it's about bringing the two together, right?
As the
Yeah, and that's what you're doing. And so there's some of the masculine energies that are still clearing so that you can be in harmony. And, of course, that energy is held at the sacral chakra, so, you know, very important energies as we balance them. So you know what? As we're doing this, I really, because the energies are moving, I'm going to go ahead and do a short clearing on everyone, and then we can share what you feel if you have any questions after that. Gregory, how does that sound to you?
Sounds brilliant. I wanted to say one thing last, though, is you don't need confirmation any longer. Mm-hmm. You're there. Just allow the past to be the past and stay in the now. You're firmly planted there. Your brain just remembers some things. Don't give it any power. You're there.
Yep, absolutely. Beautiful energy. Okay, so everyone.
Thank you both. Thank you.
You're
both.
Welcome. You're so welcome.
Okay, God bless. God bless.
So everyone, get quiet, stop doing, and let's be. So therein lies issues right there. That we as a society, we are overstimulated. And when I said earlier, it's about getting off of autopilot and becoming consciously aware of every moment of what you're doing, we need to stop doing so many things at one time. If you are listening to the call, then listen to the call so that you hear the pearls of wisdom. If you want to do the dishes, then go do the dishes. Being in the moment and focusing on one thing and getting off of autopilot, because you cannot consciously awake on autopilot. And so, let's get quiet. Let's set the intention that we're going to be here in this moment. Now let's all close our eyes and let's focus on our breath. So we're going to inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Inhale. Hold it and exhale. Now, as you do this, let go of all the worries of the day. It doesn't matter. Just stay in this space of love and grace. Open yourself up to allowing and receiving your blessings. So as you sit quietly, make sure your feet are uncrossed. Relax your hands. They can rest on your lap. And I'm going to begin. Gregory, if you would, let's connect heart to heart. There we go. Father, Mother, God, creator of all that is, we ask you to come in now with your golden white light to surround and protect us. And as you fill our hearts, the divine, fill the spaces that we are in with your beautiful white light. Now what I'm going to do is start to work on each chakra, and I'm just going to clear and balance each chakra. And Gregory's going to add energy to that. Mm-hmm. So, okay, I'm going to begin at the crown of everyone. So you may feel a little pressure at the top of your head. That's okay. And now I'm feeling resistance coming up, and so we're just going to push through that resistance and allow it to go. There we go. And now I'm going to balance that chakra. There's a little more resistance coming up. That's okay. We'll let it go. There we go. Ah, beautiful. Now I'm going to move to your third eye. Wow, and it just got really hot. So we're going to burn some things off those third eyes so we can open our perception and see a new way. There we go. Resistance coming up. We're going to allow it to come up. There we go. And now let's balance that chakra. You may feel a slight pressure around your temples. That's good. There's a beautiful violet color coming in. Wonderful. Now I'm going to move to your throat. lots of resistance coming up. Here's where we stand in our truth, right? Recognizing that we're the creator of our experiences, and we have to begin to tell a different story. If you don't like the experiences you're having, stop telling the same old story. It no longer serves your best and highest good. So how do you see yourself? Begin to tell that story of the new you. There we go. Lots of energy being cleared here. Now let's balance chakra. Here we go. Wow. And now we move to the heart. And this is where we get to address our relationship, whether it be relationship with a spouse, relationship with a boss, relationship with the currency of money, relationship with yourself, the inner child, your parent. It doesn't matter. It's all about relationships. And so let's just tap into our heart space. And let's just embrace that inner child for a moment as we clear those energies that are saying we're not good enough, we're not important enough, we're not enough, for we are. And there's resistance coming up, of course. So let's love ourselves more. So in this place, let's everyone bring in their inner child. For some, it's going to be when you were about 5 or 6. I'm seeing earlier for others, or right around 3 or 4. So we're going to bring in the inner child and embrace that inner child. Know how special you are. Any issues were never yours. Do you feel it? Yes. And just love yourself. You were innocent. It's okay. I can feel tears swelling up. So we're going to do lots of releasing here. Just let it go. For you are so much more. There we go. You are enough. You are good enough. You are smart enough. You are beautiful. Just hug that inner child. Tell your inner self how much you love yourself and every aspect of yourself is love. Okay, now I'm going to balance that chakra. Just a little bit more resistance. Let it go. Seems like someone has a heart wall. We're piercing through it. There we go. Much better. Okay. Now I'm going to move down to your solar plex. Your power. The power doesn't have to be forced anymore. That masculine energy, it can be with ease and grace. So let's focus on that solar plexus, the chakra right above your belly button. Feel the ease of your new power as we let go of all the old. Wow, feel that shift of energy. It doesn't have to be hard. You can have graceful power. Here we go. Well, now let's just balance that chakra. And now we're going to go down to the sacral chakra. Oh. And that's where we're going to bring in the divine masculine and the divine feminine. Bring them into harmony. And I feel resistance there for some, so let's just allow that to be released and cleared. Doesn't need to be a struggle. Lots of resistance here. There we go. Now let's balance it. Feeling much better. And now we're going to move down to the root chakra, where we can ground everything in. And here again is resistance. So just allow it to come up. There we go. It's all coming up. There's still more coming up. Just let it go. There we go. And now let's balance. There we go. There we go. And now I'm going to move down to the chakra below your feet. So for some, that might not even be turned on. So know that it is now. Feel that energy as it starts to vibrate the bottoms of your feet. And we're going to take that energy and we're going to extend it into a golden white cord. And we're going to send that all the way down into the divine Mother Earth, down into the crystalline grid. And now, all of the stuff that you just released, let it flow. Let it all be released down that cord, down into the center of Mother Earth. She's going to absorb and transmute it. So we're going to turn it on and let it all flow. Ah, feel it as it's moving. And it's still moving. It's still moving. I can feel it. All of those thoughts no longer serving you, all of those programs no longer serving you, all that is ready to be released at this layer, at this time and place, is now released. And now we're going to take clean energy from the Divine Mother, that brilliant crystalline energy, and it's going to move up that golden white cord, up into your feet. Feel as it moves up. Your feet are vibrating. Up your legs. Up now to your knees. And we're going to let that energy circulate around between your knees and your hips, building momentum, building energy to give you more power. There we go. And now we allow that energy to move up to your root chakra and up to sacral chakra and your solar plexus and your heart. Feel it expanding into your throat, the third eye. Someone's getting a reset. And up your crown. Yes, you got a reset. Wonderful. And all the way out. And now that energy is going out to the cosmic consciousness. And as it taps into the cosmic consciousness, whoa, it's getting energized. Now it's going to return to you again and feel it coming in. Actually, it's coming in through the higher self, your higher chakras, and down now through your crown. And this golden white energy is flooding your crown. Feel it. It's golden, glittery energy moving down your entire body. It envelops your being and it fills every space where it has been cleared. And now it fills your head, your third eye, your throat, your neck. It's filling your shoulders, down your arms, your body, your heart. Feel your torso. Now your solar plex and your sacral chakra, your root, all the way down your legs. And now that energy moves back up through your feet, all the way back up your body, stopping at your heart. And fills your heart. There we go. Perfect. Now, if anyone would like to share what they're feeling, if you have any questions or concerns, go ahead and ask now. Gregory, would you like to make a comment? Everyone is so quiet.
I know. Well, you've taken us out into the etheric here. It's like such a gorgeous place. I felt tremendous lightness in my head. Like, oh, there isn't a negative thought in 100 miles. You know, And while I'm feeling this euphoric state of like barely noticing that I'm sitting in a chair, I experienced a bit of nauseous, like as things were leaving.
Yes.
And I wondered if that was normal, because that's not an experience I'm usually used to.
It's absolutely normal. You know, the energy, as you know, Gregory, comes in so powerful these days that, all sorts of things happen, and that's really normal, especially since it was some energy that was released around that area, you know, making you feel nauseous. So it's normal. And disappearing, I turn to this liquid, and I feel myself floating in my chair. It's not like I can even feel the bottom of the seat. I just become this liquid light. And I just kind of like move with this energy flowing back and forth. It's very light feeling. So very cool.
Yes. I remember when doing intense healings like this, and then we were filming people and they couldn't do it. It was like you're asking the question, who has something to say? It's almost an offensive coming in. It's like, wait, where's this heavy energy coming through this voice? You know, it feels heavy compared to where we've just been. And of course, not heavy, but it's of this, you know, physical world, just a bit lower vibration of communication. And so we've been communicating at this very high place. And it's like, you know how when you have a dream and there's all these things happening, it might be even like I did a sweat lodge. And I was speaking a different language, but as I came into consciousness, I actually gradually began speaking English. And people said, oh, you spoke this different language, but I only heard English. And I get the sense that's what's kind of happening, what's happening with all the people that just experienced your healing here. They're in other dimensions hearing other languages, and it's starting just gradually to filter down back into this place where we can all communicate in a language we can all universally understand.
Understand, yeah. Everyone's still here with me. So I...
Sage?
Yes.
Can I just quickly say something? I felt through the entire call that the last little bit I've been... It's Wilma, by the way. The last little bit I've been working on getting into living in the moment and in flow and being connected to source all the time. And while you were working this evening, I feel a lot of energy in my heart now. So it's almost like I want to say euphoric sort of thing. So I'm wondering if you could both just have a quick look at my energy field and see if you're seeing the flow that I'm feeling.
Wow. And I just connected in and that was a confirmation. Yes. I definitely
awesome.
Feel it. Yeah. Gregory,
oh, awesome.
What are you seeing? Because, wow, I just got this big jolt in my body. So,
As she began speaking, I saw these little tabs of light, like brilliant blues and greens and oranges. And all of a sudden, as you began talking, it's like it showed me that they'd all come together as one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
That's my ultimate goal is living in oneness.
Mm.
Oh, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thank you. Yeah, that's what it's all about. As we do this work to clear and let go of those things no longer serving us, it's really moving into oneness, understanding that. And it's so beautiful and it's so amazing that we get to experience it in this lifetime. You know, and actually, as I'm speaking about this lifetime, I really want to share something that I think is important because we are now in December. And so literally, we are less than 30 days away from January 1, where we step more firmly onto the new earth. And I want to pose this question to everyone. As we prepare ourselves to step onto the new earth, what is the story you are telling? Because when we move onto the new earth, whatever story that is you are telling, you are going to perpetuate it that much faster. You know, we've been graced with this buffer of time. And so we've complained about this buffer of time, right? Mm-hmm. We've said, wow, why can't I get my stuff? Why isn't it coming to me fast enough? That's because you weren't in alignment with it. And so you had to work and clear and really get into alignment with it and match the frequency. Well, guess what? As we step onto the new earth and that buffer of time isn't there, whatever your story is, whatever you want to tell is what's going to perpetuate. So just imagine if you're still in lack and limitation, if you're still not in love, if you're still, you know, discordant in any way, that will be the energy that you spiral around in, and it's going to be that much more difficult for you to break free from it. And so I'm offering that in these next 30 days, that if you honestly are sitting there and you're finding that you're still in a place of stuckness, that you're still not, you know, telling a story of love, of harmony, of peace, of prosperity, that you reach out to someone and begin to really evaluate how you can get unstuck. You know, this work is a wonderful place to start, and we've cleared layers of what was ready to be released now. But, guys, now is the time. This is it, right?
I want to say that the importance of what you're talking about, Edwige, and the kind of work that you're doing. Don't be fooled by your mind. See, we have this, what people call subconscious, superconscious minds. I just call it kind of, when we know something and we don't pay attention to it, it's what I call it is conscious or ignored. We actually hear what's the good and right thing to do. The very fact that you're here and able to listen to this kind of energy and be involved in this says that in your deepest consciousness, you are aligned with doing what's pure and honest and serves the highest and best good for everyone. And your brain is kind of saying, yeah, but I'm this and I'm that, and I still made this mistake. Don't pay attention to it. Don't let it suck you back into that. That is not you. Mm. And this is the distinction that I'm hearing, you know, Edwige, you saying. It's like, we think, you know, that, well, so she's saying, well, don't think that you're there when you're not, but there's the converse thing. It's like, understand that even by just being on this call, you're on that path, and to accentuate and do everything you can to give that the power rather
Absolutely.
Than the power of the past.
Exactly. Stop telling the old story, because you're so much more than that story, and start to see yourself as the divine being that you really are. You wouldn't be on this call if you weren't. So something's resonating with you. So just continue on that path of stepping into your power. You know, it's so vitally important where we are right now. And, you know, Gregory and I are both healers. Gregory does some amazing work. And so whoever you resonate with, if you want additional assistance, Gregory, even give out your information, because, you know, there's more than enough to go around. We don't ever have to feel that we have to hold tightly onto something, because that's the energy of not enough, when we feel we have to grasp and hold on to it. And that's just not the truth of who you are.
So, can I just add something really quickly while you both were talking?
Of course.
The energy that I'm feeling and that I'm intending to stay in right now, because when you were talking about the story of lack and whatnot, that was me up until now. And the story that I'm going to, what I feel I'm resonating with now is amazing, because I feel like I'm resonating with the miraculous, which would be a day of heaven on earth every day. Mm. That's what I'm choosing to tell. That's going to be my new story.
Beautiful.
Hey, that's just music.
Can you hear me okay, Edwige?
Yes.
Hey, can you tap into my field and see if I have any clearings? I tapped into the call a little bit late.
Wow, yeah, we've actually done all sorts of energy clearings, which you could listen to later. And
okay.
We are 2 minutes out. So, Gregory, hey, I'm going to throw
sure.
this to you since okay. you were giving your information. So,
all right, let me do that really
yeah,
quickly.
Tap into it real quick.
You can email me at Greg, G-R-E-G, at mm-hmm. GregJoseph.com.
GregJoseph.com.
And I have a phone number as well,
315-400-1715.
It's 315-400-1715. And it's 1715. And
got it.
My website's just www.gregjoseph.com.
And for everyone on the call who doesn't know my website, it is dredwige.com, not dredwige.com. And, of course, we're both here to assist. You know, we are in the final moments. Gosh, and it's just been wonderful and so amazing that we are now standing in our divine power. And yes, it is our right to have heaven here on earth. That's what it's about. We are the ones that we've been waiting for, and this is the time that we've been waiting for. And so I want to just thank everyone for participating. And I'm going to do an invocation now for everyone as we close this out. I live within the light. I love within the light. I laugh within the light. I am sustained and nourished by the light. I joyously serve the light. For I am light. I am light. I am light. I am that I am in all I do. And that, folks, is our new story. We are the light. Everything else is just an illusion. And we no longer have to fall prey to that illusion because we are the light. So till next time, know that you are loved. Know that you are brilliant. Know that you are divine. Blessings to you. Take care.
God bless.
You've been listening to Affirmations for Living with Edwige. Join us again next week, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit my Facebook page, download my app, Awakened, and visit my website, affirmationsforliving.net. And remember, be the change that you want to see. Until next time, this is Reverend Dr. Edwige. Namaste.